Good morning, Kevin Seidenstricker, news director for KKOW AM 860 and 97.5. We're out here this morning at the Joplin Regional Stockyard for a huge sale day this Thursday the 4th. With me is Ag Specialist Rebecca Powers. We have the opportunity and pleasure to sit down with Mr. Jackie Moore, owner, operator, and auctioneer of the Joplin Regional Stockyard. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you get started in the auctioneering business?
Oh, I don't know. I've just been in this my whole life. I never did anything else since I was a little kid. You know, I grew up on a farm, and you know, we never went anywhere but to the livestock auction, to a rodeo, and I never got over that. That's just what I like to do. So since I was 13 years old, that's pretty much all I've done. Rope and have an auction and trade cattle, and you know, we ranch and rope and do all those kind of things. We're just cowboys, me and I got two sons and a daughter and a son-in-law and a grandson. It's just a family operation. That's just what we do. It's what we all do, and it's just what we keep on doing day after day after day. It's what we like.
Did you grow up here, Jackie?
I grew up in a little town called Stott City, which is about 25 miles east of here. So I live in Mount Vernon now, but that's where I grew up. I was actually born in Arkansas, and we moved up here. I've got five brothers and sisters, and you know, I've just been a cowboy my whole life, or a cowman, or whatever you want to call it.
That's awesome. How did you come to own the stockyards?
Well, you know, all my life when I was a kid, I just auctions hanging around stockyards and buying and selling cattle and trading cattle and doing all those kind of things. So when I graduated from high school in 1977, I went to Joplin and went to work for a commission company there called National Commission Company, which at the time there was four commission companies there. So I went to work for one of them, and then over time, you know, I bought all of them out and ran it there and bought the whole entire stockyards there in 1986, along with some family members, which was one of my brother-in-law and my father-in-law at the time. And then so we operated there until 1995, when we moved out here on I-44 to exit 22. And built this new facility here. And so, you know, it's just kind of evolved over time, you know, as it grew and as we did better and we got more cattle and we needed more room and more space and you know, we become more efficient in how we did things and do a better job for our customers. It's just grown and grown and grown over the years, you know, from going to selling 70,000 cattle in 1977 to selling 580,000 cattle today, which is we're the largest livestock auction in the United States. So last year we sell 580,000 cattle. I don't have the exact numbers, but it'd be somewhere around $800 million worth of cattle we sold last year, which is a really, really big thing for our part of the world. You know, you take here in southeast Kansas, northwest Arkansas, southwest Missouri, northeast Oklahoma, you know, puts a huge amount of money back into the economy in this area. So you know, it's good for everybody involved in the whole area here. There's a lot of money spent here. We get cattle from a long, long ways away. You know, we get cattle from several different states that send them here. So somebody's going to spend some of that money in our part of the world before they get very far away from here. So I think it's great for the economy in our part of the world. And, you know, I think it's great for our customers. And, you know, we work really, really hard to work for those customers and get the market for them and do the things that we do that keep those people in business, you know. You know, the cow-calf man has always been dear to my heart. You know, it's a tough business. It don't make money very many years out of your life. But, you know, those people deserve to get the market for them. That's what we strive to do here. We get the market for them.
Yeah, so what are the normal days that you have sales on, and what is the special about the sale that's going on today?
Well, we normally have sales on Mondays, our stocker and feeder cattle sale. Like this Monday, we had 12,750 of them. We have a cow sale every Wednesday, and sell our slaughter cows and our stock cows. We'll have a special cow sale once a month on a Wednesday night and sell about all of our nice stock cows and cow-calf pairs and red heifers and those kind of things. Then today's a Thursday, so today we got a value-added sale. Those cattle got to be on. We got to know what health protocol they've been on as far as vaccines, what they've been eating, bunk broke, tank broke, been weaned over 45 days. You know, that's just a sale we put on like four times a year for some of those people that want to be involved in those value-added programs. And so we have that sale. We'll have about 6,000 of those cattle here today. And so we just strive to do our best and try to have everything in order out there. You know, here's what I've always said about the business. You know, I just want you to know the tools that are out there to use if you want to use them in your operation to add value to those cattle. So we've always strived to give those people the tools. Now, whether you want to use them or not, that's entirely up to you, because we're going to charge you the same to sell them no matter what you do for them. So, but we think it's important that the producer, we got a magazine we put out on a monthly basis. We do a lot of things over the internet. You know, I do it. I do a report after every sale. It's on YouTube that you can listen to. We give you out some very valuable information there that that you can use in your operation, tell you the market, what the trends are, what it looks like it's doing out front. We just want you to have all the information that you can to keep you profitable in a very tough business.
Jackie, what's the name of that magazine, and how can somebody subscribe to that magazine?
It's called the Cattleman's News, and we printed here since 1997. And you just call here at the stockyards, and if you're a customer here and sell your cattle here, you get it automatically. But if you don't, well, you can call here at the stockyards and tell them you want to be on the list to get the Cattleman's News on a monthly basis, and we'll send it to you free of charge.
And what's the website where somebody can find that phone number to call?
You just go to joplinstockyards.com.
Okay.
And find it right there. You can go on Facebook at our Facebook page. It's all over. You can listen to the radio and get it, off of it. KKOW if you want to get it there. So, there's all kinds of different ways to get that information, but we're widely publicized nationally, so it's not hard to get that information.
Gotcha. Ag Specialist Rebecca Powers with News Director Kevin Seidenstricker, AM860 97.5 KKOW, with Mr. Jackie Moore, owner operator and auctioneer extraordinaire at the Joplin Regional Stockyards. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you all.
All right.